This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association is hosting anhydrous ammonia safety schools throughout the state during National Farm Safety and Health Week. Training is mandatory once every 3 years by state and federal law, and president of the association, Gene Payne, says it's not too late to sign up for the class that's happening Thursday in Springfield. Gene, it's National Farm Safety and Health Week, and what better a week than to have some anhydrous ammonia safety schools happening?
Yeah, Katie, it really is. I mean, people may not realize it, but anhydrous ammonia, which is a form of nitrogen fertilizer, so when people see the white nurse tanks out in the field in the fall and the spring, that is nitrogen going down in the form of anhydrous, and it makes up more than 60% of all the nitrogen applied in Illinois agriculture.
Well, definitely really impressive that those account for 60% or more. And I want to talk about these safety schools, because when you're applying that, definitely some important safety measures that everyone needs to be aware of and have proper training. And these schools are happening throughout Illinois, but one close to our listeners is actually in Springfield.
Yeah, that's on Thursday this week, September 22nd. These classes start at 8:30 in the morning. They just run till noon. We're having it at Poe's Catering on Andrew Road, just outside of Springfield, kind of closer to Sherman. That's a new location for us. Springfield's always one of our biggest classes because Central Illinois, of course, is one of the areas of the state where anhydrous ammonia is a very good fertilizer for corn. And so we have a long tradition of hosting these schools with the Illinois Department of Agriculture. So IF, the Fertilizer and Chemical Association, who I work for, and Department of Ag jointly put on these meetings, and anyone who attends these classes really gets an overview of everything about ammonia, and it is focused on, you know, storing the product safely, transferring it to the nurse tanks, taking it down the highway, what do you do if you have an incident, what is the right safety equipment to wear, who do you call if you have a problem, and then also we focus on what happens at the retail facility or the farmers who have their own ammonia storage tanks. How do you keep your storage system and your pumping and your risers and everything at the facility safe year-round as well. So it's a very comprehensive training course, and in our industry, it's required once every 3 years. Anyone who handles ammonia as part of their job has to be certified in order to, you know, to be legal with the state of Illinois to be around this product, and we've been doing these classes for about 30 years now.
And are these something that you hold annually then?
We actually do a fall, so this is in preparation for the upcoming fall fertilizer season, so people can get certified ahead of that, and then we'll also do them in February ahead of the spring season. And sometimes if we have we do some special ones for the ethanol plants. People may not realize it, but our ethanol plants in Illinois handle anhydrous ammonia as part of the ethanol production process. So we do some courses for them, and we'll do courses kind of on a request basis for fire departments.
And let's talk about getting registered for these classes. I believe we're past the pre-registration, but still open to anyone, really.
Yes. So all you need to do, if you're interested in coming to the class in Springfield, which is Thursday, September 22nd, we also have one in Charleston on Friday and one in Bloomington again in October, you can just call our office at 309-827-2774 or go to ifca.com. That's the website for the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association. You can find the information on there, and we're happy to get you registered, or you can walk in. We would take walk-ins as well, so 8:30 a.m. at Post Catering on Andrew Road if you're interested.
And any sort of fee that goes along with registration?
We do. We do charge $65. It includes your certification. It includes a continental breakfast and lunch, and if you've ever eaten at Post Catering, well, that won't disappoint, and so we do take care of you while you're at the class. So the $65 covers your training, and you won't leave hungry. You won't leave hungry.
Well, great. And this is something that is required, so if you're needing to get this done, a good opportunity.
And we welcome farmers, Katie, even farmers who apply their own ammonia who don't own a storage facility but want to come and learn how to really, truly handle this product safely, and also learn about what kind of incidents happen in the field and how do we learn from those. Those are very interesting. And so walk-ins are welcome. If you just want to check out the course, even if you're not required to attend, we welcome everyone to this safety endeavor.
Well, great. Sounds like a great opportunity to learn some new information or maybe a good refresher. And I want to ask you might not know this off the top of your head, but you may very well. how many incidents occur each year, or maybe a roundabout number, with anhydrous ammonia, and maybe an example of what those incidents are?
Sure. We have around 10 to 15 a year. A lot of them, Katie, occur in the field of application or during transportation of the nurse tanks to the field. So there is a lot that needs to be done when you're hooking up a nurse tank to the toolbar to make sure those hoses and the equipment that is meant to design to protect breakaways, if there happens to be a nurse tank tip over or go through a waterway crooked, there's safety equipment on those toolbars that they have to be maintained. And we go over that because those are the most common incidents. A, people driving nurse tanks too fast down the roadway and they get out of control and maybe flip over. And then in the field of application are our most common incidents. And they can easily be prevented with just a little bit of care and attention, especially to good equipment operation and maintenance of that equipment. So we focus on that a lot at the classes.
And any advice for those that may be hearing this? They don't haul them, they're not involved in agriculture, but they're a fellow driver on the road.
Right. So when you see the anhydrous ammonia nurse tanks, these are very well-maintained tanks. They're constructed to hold ammonia, but like anything, care should be taken. They are placarded as a hazardous material. You'll see the word inhalation hazard on there. And so if you would ever be around ammonia and you see a white cloud, it vaporizes as soon as it hits the atmosphere. It is 100% nitrogen, but you need to keep a safe distance from any ammonia type of incident. And the first thing we always do is if you see an ammonia incident occur, is to call 911 and get the emergency responders out there. We do a lot of work with the Fire Services Institute and emergency responders so they too can be safe and help us keep the public safe if we have a rare incident with an anhydrous ammonia accident.
Well, Jean, it's been great visiting with you. And if you would, just remind us again the start time and information for the class Thursday.
Okay. Thursday at Post Catering. Registration begins at 8:30. We'll start the class instruction at 9 o'clock. The address is 295 East Andrew Road, or you can go to ifca.com for the information. Call our office and if you'd like to register ahead of time.
Jean Payne, president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association. Well, despite triple-digit heat, power outages, flooding, and the cancellation of a concert at the grandstand, the 2016 Illinois State Fair revenues remained on pace with figures from previous years. 2016 was the highest-grossing grandstand lineup in State Fair history, with ticket sales of $2.08 million. The sales figure eclipsed the previous record of $2.03 million, which was set in 2013. Concerts like Meghan Trainor, Jake Owen, Kiss, and Cole Swindle proved to be popular among fairgoers. Along with the increase in revenue, the fair also saw an increase in livestock show participants. In September of 2015, fair officials expanded the ages for exhibitors featured at the Illinois State Fair. This move was designed to allow more and continued youth participation in Illinois agriculture. And the 2016 junior exhibitor numbers saw a 22% increase from 2015. Seven of the nine junior categories saw an increase, with the exceptions being dairy and goat entries. Two records were also broken at the sale of champions. The grand champion steer, which was exhibited by Lucas Wisniewski of Stark County, fetched the highest price. It sold for $104,000, and that was $4,000 more than the previous record that was set in 2014. This was also the first year an exhibitor in the barrow category made a return appearance in the Governor's Sale of Champions. This year, Lane Renderer's barrow of Madison County sold for $41,750, and in 2013, Renderer exhibited a different barrow that was named the Land of Lincoln Grand Champion. Altogether, $248,175 was raised for the youth in Illinois agriculture. Each individual sale is split 80% to the youth exhibitor, 10% to Illinois FFA, and 10% to the Illinois 4-H Foundation. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.